WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. My name's Anthony Cacciato, and you're listening to The Angry Young Man. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday if you're listening on Tuesday, and happy Thursday in the future if you're listening on Thursday, or I think it's Friday actually now. Weird schedule shifting. Happy good morning. But also happy Constitution Day. Constitution Day is today. What a wonderful way to kind of frame what we're going to be addressing kind of sort of today. Just before we get into the mix of things, as always, everything you hear on the show today is strictly my view and not representative of the station's view on the whole. If I have anyone else soon enough, 9:30 doesn't seem to be very conducive to...
WRCT Pittsburgh, your oil revival station.
We'll be right back. This is Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
dancing with you. This song is turning me on. The beat is doing me in. Or maybe it's only you. But either way, let's begin.
The lights that move sideways and up and down. The beat takes you over and spins you round. Our hearts steady beating. The sweat turns to cold. We're slaves to the DJ. Sideways and up and down. The beat takes you over and spins you round.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Nest up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. He collected up some baby blasted mothers. They took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. It came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. And he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on. He had to get out of there, and San Francisco, well, I don't know. And then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know. Francisco, L.A., I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back in the streets in New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares?
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Thank you. tuned in to Audible Sound. And today on the show, we're revisiting an interview I did last year with Ellie Rocks, the manager at Game Chop, the Philly-based chiptune label. But first, we got some bin tracks to get through. First up is Alicia Joy. And a little later on, we're going to hear from the artist Tepid, as well as Tim.